Back now with Day to Day. Yesterday, a friend sent me a link to an online video of a big dog frolicking in his master's swimming pool. He was running down the slide. He was splashing around. The video was cute. It was funny. But that's not true of all animal videos on the internet. This next story is about the Marine Corps investigating an allegation of animal cruelty. There were thousands, if not millions, of witnesses involved, witnesses who watched on the web. But as day-to-day contributor Andrew Wallenstein notes, sometimes looks can be deceiving online.
Two soldiers stand on a cliff in a desert, one dangling a puppy by the scruff of its neck. Over the course of the next 17 seconds, the animal is hurled into the distance, its cries audible in this videotape.
Oh, so cute. Little puppy.
That's mean.
It wasn't long before this scene became one of the biggest draws on YouTube, which has since removed the video. That hasn't stopped a wave of condemnation. There have even been death threats to the family of a Marine suspected of being the culprit. But the reaction has had a flip side. There's been almost as much skepticism as there is scorn. Read enough message boards and you'll find frame-by-frame analyses worthy of the Zapruder film. Was the puppy already dead when it was thrown? How could the cries be audible so far away? Were they dubbed in? The skeptics allege this is a homemade hoax, and so many are popping up on YouTube these days that it's practically a genre unto itself. These are videos that might seem like spontaneous moments caught on tape, but are actually staged to achieve internet infamy. Think Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, the do-it-yourself edition. The clip that set the standard arrived early last year. It's called The Bride Wig Out, and it's a faux home video of a bride just before her wedding, having a meltdown over a bad haircut. Then she pulls out the scissors and starts hacking away at her hair.
Hey, everyone, calm down.
It's fine.
Oh my God.
It's okay. I wanted to have shorter hair anyway for a while. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you please just go away? Can you just go away, you guys? Can you just go away?
Millions of video streams later, Bride Wig Out was revealed to be a hoax, a marketing stunt concocted by a Canadian hair products company. All the women are actresses, but you never know it. Bride Wig Out is a masterpiece that seems real even on repeated viewing, even when you know it's bogus. Hoax videos remind me of hidden camera TV shows like Candid Camera or Punk'd. But there's a crucial difference. On TV, you, the viewer, are in on the hoax. On the internet, the hoax is on you. That's because online anyone can upload anonymously and take no responsibility. But if someone tried that on TV, well, people would know where to direct the hate mail. Last month, the internet audience got taken again, this time by a piece of fake footage seemingly pulled from a local newscast. A correspondent standing under a tree gets hit by bird droppings. He looks up, with his mouth open wide, and you get the idea. Not long after this video rocketed to the top of YouTube, comedian Bob Odenkirk revealed he concocted the scene. He followed up with some hilarious videos that pulled back the curtain on how the hoax was staged, complete with fake promotional hoopla.
Bird Poops and Mouth has now been nominated for 11 Academy Awards, including Best Actor, Best Special Effects.
The bird and the bride are one thing. Whether the puppy toss is a fraud, we don't know, and we may never know. I'd like to think a Marine wouldn't take things too far. But even if he didn't, the next hoax video that comes along just might.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor on Day to Day.